Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. 25 tonight, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs level off around 64. Ample sunshine and dry, Sunday, clouds on the increase by Monday. Upper 50s, Sunday, mid-40s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 17 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Thursday morning commute for some in Topeka was interrupted by a crash. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The KHB responded to a crash involving several vehicles in a work zone on Highway 75 South. The rear-ending collision between a truck and a small SUV and a compact car left the driver of the SUV from Hoyt and their passenger injured. The driver of the truck from Topeka and the driver and passengers of the compact car were uninjured. Traffic was slowed and in some places stalled until the road reopened just after 11 a.m. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Many flags across Kansas will be at half-staff tomorrow to remember Pearl Harbor Day. The surprise attack killed 2,403 Americans and wounded 1,000 more on December 7, 1941. That led to the U.S. declaring war and entering World War II. Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags throughout the state to be flown at half-staff on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities from sunup until sundown tomorrow. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Get your equipment prepped and ready with Prairie Land Partners Power Inspection Program. Trust John Deere certified technicians to give your machinery a thorough checkup, ensuring peak performance when it matters most. Whether it's mowers, gators, skid steers, compact tractors, or big ag machines, Prairie Land Partners has you covered. Don't wait. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your inspection today and keep your equipment running strong.
Prairie Land Partners.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Supreme Court has created an ad hoc committee to advise the court and help implement recommended changes in pretrial supervision and detention practices. The Ad Hoc Criminal Pretrial Practices and Procedures Advisory Committee will implement recommendations made in late 2020 by the Ad Hoc Pretrial Justice Task Force. The task force, created in 2018, examined pretrial detention practices for criminal defendants in Kansas district courts, and it also explored alternatives to pretrial detention used to ensure public safety and encourage the accused to appear for court proceedings. Chief Judge Karen Arnold Berger with the Kansas Court of Appeals chaired the task force and will serve in the same role for the committee. The task force report cited studies that showed pretrial detention can be devastating for defendants, and Americans who answered surveys on the topic said they believe the current system unjustly discriminates against the poor and deprives them of their liberties. Judge Arnold Berger said low-income and poor Kansans risk losing their jobs, homes, and families if they cannot afford bail or bond, so they must consider other options that respect defendants' freedom and financial situation while also upholding public safety and ensuring that they show up for court. Medicare open enrollment is open and will continue through tomorrow, December 7th. And this period is the opportunity for Kansas seniors to change their Medicare benefits if they determine action is necessary. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, MD of Kansas, launched a webpage, marshall.senate.gov/Medicare-open-enrollment, to help Kansas seniors navigate the Medicare open enrollment season. And Kansas seniors can use this webpage to research Medicare benefit plans, find resources for benefits counseling, learn about avoiding scams, and read about other important information that's related to Medicare open enrollment. Senator Marshall said their office stands ready to point Kansas seniors in the right direction this Medicare open enrollment season. He said if seniors are happy with their plan, they can keep it without doing anything. However, for seniors who want to change their Medicare coverage, now is the time. He encourages seniors to do their research, take their time, and consult with their doctor, local hospital, and community pharmacist about how changes will impact their care. Kansans can utilize the available state and federal Medicare resources and ask them questions, as taking these steps will ensure that you pick the plan that is best for you. Kansas seniors with questions about open enrollment or Medicare in general can call Senator Marshall's Salina office to speak with a casework specialist, or you can visit the website at marshall.senate.gov for more information. And once again, open enrollment will end tomorrow, December 7th. A November 21st proposal to the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission recommended downgrading the classifications of the broadhead skink, the northern map turtle, and the shoal chub from threatened to species in need of conservation, as researchers across the state have discovered significant increases in the three species' known populations. Jordan Hoffmeyer, the Ecological Services Director for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, said habitat conservation is the largest difference between the two classifications, and under the needs conservation classification, the three species habitats no longer would be conserved, but they would remain protected from capture. The population increases among each of these species are largely because of more thorough research, expanded survey areas, greater consideration for habitat diversity, and new methods that have allowed surveyors and experts to better understand these species, which come after more than a year of preparation. Endangered is the most at-risk classification under the Kansas Non-Game and Endangered Species Conservation Act of 1975, and there are 22 animal species on the Kansas's list, with the most being fish or invertebrate like mussel and beetles, and species also could be classified under the Federal Endangered Species Act of 1973. Nearly 30 species are on the state threatened list, and more than 80 are on the list of species in need of conservation. Endangered and threatened species receive the same protections, including habitat conservation and capture prohibitions. Three other Kansas species that were currently unlisted were considered and ultimately rejected for listing changes. They were the black-tailed prairie dog, the coal skink, and the greater prairie chicken. In Nebraska news, 60-year-old Karen Vesteca of Lincoln was sentenced on Thursday to 470 days in jail for evidence tampering and false reporting for interfering in a child abuse investigation into her son. Judge Kevin McManaman gave her credit for 125 days already served behind bars, and that means she'll be out of jail in just under a year. In March of 2023, 22-month-old Rudy Rahayo Ybarra Jr. died after suffering a brain bleed and other injuries, and the Lincoln Police Department then launched a child abuse investigation into Vesteca's son, Joshua Tackett. While surveilling Tackett's home, officers saw Vesteca go inside and come out with a pair of shoes and a rifle case. And according to court documents, she knew the police would be talking to her son, so she took the gun out of his home because, as a felon, Tackett was barred from owning firearms. After jail, Vesteca will be on probation for a year. Tackett was found guilty of an intentional child abuse resulting in death, and he was sentenced in October to 85 years to life in prison. The boy's mother, Brittany Cook, was also convicted in his death and also got 85 years to life. Tackett and Cook are appealing their convictions. The Grand Island Police Department reported that an assault report led to the discovery of an unsanitary home and resulted in two children and numerous cats being removed, and a woman, Kimberly Martinez, was arrested for second-degree assault, child abuse, terroristic threats, and a weapons charge. The Grand Island Police Department said on November 23rd, a man reported Martinez assaulted him with a pry bar and broom handles and threatened to kill him. A search warrant was later served at a residence in the 2700 block of West 4th Street, where the home was found to be unsanitary, with bugs, feces, and trash throughout. Two children and 19 cats were removed from the home, and the children were taken into DHHS custody, while the cats were taken to the Central Nebraska Humane Society. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head basketball coach Doug Rusink to update on the team and their games tonight in Hoxie.
I'm here with head boys basketball coach Doug Rusink. Coach, you're coming off a 17-5 record last year, and you lose one starter and maybe a couple other reserves, but you bring back four starters from last year's team.
Yeah, we feel pretty good about it. We got four starters back, and quite honestly, we got some other kids that played some JV and played a few minutes for us a year ago that we expect them to really contribute this year. They're kind of ready to contribute. So we feel pretty good about what we got coming back.
About what do you have squad-wise, just kind of a rough estimate?
We got 21 kids out, and it's pretty well even break. Four seniors. I think there's five juniors and six sophomores, six freshmen.
So you are expecting to play some JV and some C team also this year?
Hope so. Hope we get some C team games for some of those kids to get some playing time.
Well, this Friday you start off the season and you travel over to Hoxie. Hoxie losing a couple good guys, but yeah, they had some younger ones that's stepping up this year.
Yeah, they've got three or four starters back, and then they got six or seven kids that played against us a year ago, and they were very successful in football, and so we know they're going to be very athletic and very competitive kids. I think that's the thing about when you've done something like what they've had accomplished in football, those kids are very confident, very athletic, believe in themselves, and will get after you. So it'll definitely be a good basketball game.
With the numbers that you have this year, your practices have probably been pretty intense, so able to put a lot of guys on the court.
Yeah, our guys have done a good job, and actually our young guys have done a nice job competing, I think, at times in practice. So actually a little better than I had expected, so there have been some surprises there. But, yeah, we've got a lot of kids. When they all show up, we can go both ends and everybody gets to work. But, it's been – our kids have been, for the most part, really getting after it in practice, and hopefully that will show on the first game.
As a mid-continent league-wise, what do you think the squads will be like this year? Will it be down? Are they up? Or you got some teams to look out for?
Well, I don't know that anybody's really a state-ranked type team, but it will definitely – I think it'll be well-balanced. I think it's very even. There's a lot of teams that got guys back, and the teams that don't have guys back had really good JVs. So I just think the league in itself will be very balanced, and everybody's going to take some losses, and it's going to be very competitive, and we'll have to play well each night out to get wins.
Of course, we mentioned you'll be at Hoxie on Friday night, and they're going to play that all in one gym. Probably approximate time be about 7:30?
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was a little bit later than that, because depending on how those games go.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish the best of luck on Friday when you travel over to play the Hoxie Indians. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Rusink, and good luck to the Blue Jay basketball team tonight in Hoxie. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School for lunch will be having beef and noodles, whipped potatoes, green beans, mandarin oranges, cheese rolls, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dogs or pizza with fruit and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 56 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become calm in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 25 and a calm wind becoming west around 5 miles per hour after midnight. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 66 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday night, it should be clear with a low around 29. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 61 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. And on Sunday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 30. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be partly sunny with a high near 48. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 42. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 46. And on Thursday, should be sunny with a high near 50. Currently, with fair skies, it is 21 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.28. The dew point is 15 degrees. And the current wind chill is 12 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State head football coach Chris Klieman talked about five-star recruit Lincoln Cure and what he's going to mean to the program.
I thought Lincoln did a good job of doing his due diligence, and that's what young men are doing now, and I'm good with that. There was conversations the whole time, but in the end, it came down to what his heart told him it was going to come down to, of where I committed to. I went through this whole process in the summer and found the school that I wanted to be at and how we're going to utilize him. He can be a flex guy. He can be a kind of a pseudo wide receiver as he develops from a weight and strength standpoint to be an inline tight end. I think that his versatility is going to be so important for what we do offensively, and we can highlight guys like that. And the fact that he's just, you know, he's one of the best athletes in the country, not in the state, in the country. Speed, size, strength, ability to jump, run, all those things. So we're excited about getting him.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Make Kansas part of your holiday season this year with a From the Land of Kansas holiday gift box shipped directly to your friends and family. Each gift box contains a variety of products from across the state. When you shop Kansas, you support local companies and your community. Shop fromthelandofkansas.com. From the Land of Kansas, the state trademark program promotes products grown, raised, and produced in Kansas. Look for the logo at gift shops and grocery stores to recognize Kansas-made products. Finding Kansas-made products is easy with shopfromthelandofkansas.com, where you can order Kansas-made goods online.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.